Tidbits Pod.
Number 23, a heart-wrenching odyssey into paranoia. One of the most horrifying metamorphoses ever told.
Downloading.
Chapter 1. All I could think about was
Jack Tidball.
I met you when I was
23.
And the day we met was
September 14th.
9/14. 14 plus 9 is
23. Is it all just a coincidence?
I don't know. So what is 23?
There are 23 axioms to Euclid's geometry. The human body consists of 46 chromosomes. 23 from each parent. 2 divided by 3, 0.666. Number of the devil.
So is 23 a blessing or a curse?
I was born at 11:12 p.m. 11 plus 12.
23.
My birthday, 2/3.
Driver's license, social security number.
It's all 23.
As if it's imitating my life.
You've concerned yourself with
the Tidbits Pod back catalog.
You've drawn wild conclusions from them.
Every 23rd word on every 23rd page.
I warn you, hell is waiting.
Tidbits Pod 23.
Hello, neighbour. Freezing. I hope you're hearing that. Turn up your volume. Soak your mind in the soothing melody of nature. God. Yeah, it's snowy today. Proper snowy. Like legend has it that Wallingham has been frozen to death by a hideous icy bastard. Ooh, frosty. Ah, dear. Two gold stars if you can tell me what that reference is from. But yeah, it's nice just sort of walking through this icy grass, like the grass is just peeping through, leaving it crushed and lifeless like crisps under bison. I didn't want to leave on a downer. Turn around every day. Oh dear. Like, by this rate, I think might as well just act out the whole episode. But ice flow, nowhere to go, lost in the blinding whiteness of the tundra. Check him out. Yeah, it's cold is what I'm getting at. But I actually met Rich Vulture once, our boy from the bush, Bobby Bob Bob. Yeah, we were at Euston Station, London, UK. Got a photograph with him. Lovely little moment in my life. Going up to uni, whatever. Good story, that, isn't it? Nice bloke. Oh yeah, no thanks for asking. It was like just at the other end of the station by the upper crust. Yeah. God, I've over the last couple of days, like, I've been out in the snow, like doing my thing. Like, I was going to record a sort of comedy Rocky IV Fat Boy in the Snow sort of montage thing, you know, for the lads, taking like arm's length video of myself running about in the snow, you know. Like, because I'm cool, but yeah, that's still, well, it's still sort of light-hearted family fun, isn't it? But yeah, my telephone battery, it died in the middle of making those, so I've got a couple of clips, but not enough for a montage. So I sacked off that video plan, but then, yeah, I ended up doing a bit of training anyway. Felt really good. Like, I was humming there. That song Burning Heart from Rocky IV, good tune, fucking superb. So yeah, kind of, yeah, crunching through the snow, found a branch, tried to do a pull up, like, did some skipping as well, I mean jumping rope because I'm cool, that was fun. Did the, yeah, I was out here yesterday, and yeah, I was fucked by about 15 minutes, but it's all you need, innit? It's all you need. But yeah, we'll see how long this snow lasts. But I think it's best to get a walk in today, a little Christopher in today, because well, when this all melts, it's gonna get boggy, isn't it? A bit boggy AF, as they'd say on the internet. Bogdanovich, you know, that kind of vibe. Hashtag bog life. Hey, do you remember that song? The Rattling Bog. It's an Irish song. You keep on adding stuff as the song goes on. It's like, roar, roar, the rattling bog, the rock down in the valley, oh. Anyone with me here? And in there, bog, there was a hole, a rare hole, a rattling hole, hole in the bog, 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 in the valley, oh, hey, ho. No? It's like they had a tree, and then a branch, and then a nest, and all sorts of shit, until it becomes like this massive, massive chain. I can't describe it, but by the time it gets to the end, like, no one's laughing, no one's enjoying it anymore. They're all sort of, well, they're kind of drumming on the table, all real serious, like linking elbows and shit, just trying to sort of remember all the little things. And it's like, and he goes, there's some dust on the shoe, and the shoe, and the foot, on the leg, and the leg, on the flea, and the flea, on the feather, and the feather, on the wing, and the wing, on the bird, and the egg on the nest on the twig on the branch on the tree on the hole on the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh, the rattling bog. Oh, I think I fucking smashed it. But yeah, it's a lovely song. Get your mates round, have a little go of that. Massive tune. Oh, I'm glad these guys just miss me singing. Hiya. Phenomenal. But we won't do another verse of the bog song. Bog chat with Jack Tidball. Bog standard. I mean, actually, when you think of, like, think of bog standard now, what are you thinking of? Are you sort of picturing a bog like an actual bog, a rattling bog, or are you picturing like a you know, like a bog? Or do you think of a toilet when you hear that? You know, the machine that you do your shits in, and it takes them to the sea or wherever. Like, are you thinking of that bog? But I mean, already in that's quite a different standard, isn't it? Like, but just imagine if you were Japanese, and if it's about toilets, then, well, bog standard is absolutely exceptional. If you're in Japan, it'd be like, oh, this is fucking bog standard. Too good for me. It's got electronics and lights and warm water, and, you know, it cleans your ass for you. There's music. Fucking talc. It's wellish. Japanese saying there. But yeah, I only wanted a spoon. It's got a fucking ass wiping jet. But yeah. Maybe I'll just downgrade to the regular. I can't afford the bog standard. But, boggling. But, yeah, this is, let's call this one bog standard. Something, you can call me the notorious BOG out here in the fields for half of my meals. I remember watching a rap battle. And we were in the trendy bit of Bogota, and we called the guy the notorious BOG Agata, the notorious Bogota. Funny it was. And his mate Dospak Shakur, bloody well fun. Like, they're in Ocho Mile, Spanish. But, that video is on my Facebook, I think, and I'll I'll dig it out and I'll put it on the show Instagram. Why not? I think that's the only responsible thing to do at this stage. But yeah, what the hell has just happened to this episode? Yeah, the field. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the field was going to be boggy when the snow melts. I mean, oh dear. But gone down a bit of a cul-de-sac. I mean, you know what cul-de-sac means in French? Like, if you go word by word, arse of bag. Do it now. Treat yourself. Cul-de-sac. Arse of bag. So remember that every time you go into one. True story. Vrai récit. It's weird how certain sort of little phrases pop up from other languages, or when English pops up in like other people's chat or whatever, and we'd be like, Nutribullet. But there's a thing about Welsh, isn't it? That they've kind of back-engineered Welsh words for modern stuff. I mean, the classic one's the microwave. They call it a pop de ping. I mean, that's probably not true, but it's a nice thing to imagine, isn't it? Or put it in the pop de ping. that's the only word that they say in Welsh in that sentence for some reason. But yeah, have you seen the video of what languages sound like to non-native speakers? That's wicked. Wicked. I'll find that for you as well. Gonna be quite a few little videos. Why not? But yeah, this week, what did I do? Finished Sopranos. Well, finally finished Sopranos. Getting through the whole thing in a couple of weeks isn't bad. Like 80 odd hours. But yeah, I won't say anything about the story, so don't worry. But yeah, I did love all the randomers that sort of popped up in there. Like Shooter McGavin was there for a scene or something, and the guy from Rush Hour, you know, the little lad. Yeah, just Rush Hour. That kid. Oh yeah, the Hamilton guy as well. Like he pulls up, like, well, Tony's in a hotel, and sure enough, there's little Lin-Manuel, like pushing one of those little trolley things. It's pretty mad. But yeah, there's some other real big ones in there as well. But I think, well, yeah, maybe I'd ruin the story if I tell those. But whatever. Those were some funny ones. Did a little double take. Now I'm listening to an audiobook, very good audiobook. It's called Shuggy Bane. It's bloody, well, it's bleak. It's like it's about Thatcherite, well, Thatcher era sort of Glasgow. Nothing to do with Bane from Batman, but I mean, that would be quite a weird combo. I was born in the dark, moulded by it, eh? Well, that and special brew. Oh, okay, this is grim. But yeah, read it. Like, it should be called Agnes Bane, really. It's fucking intense. I think intense is my sort of go-to word for stuff that isn't funny. I said it about 12 times when I was trying to describe the Margaret Atwood stuff a few shows ago. But yeah, well, it could still have a happy ending. We'll see. I'm only halfway through. But yeah, so far there have been a couple of moments that probably would be funny out of context. So tell you what I'm going to do with the rest of this, the baggage I'm mounting up. I'm going to put a little secret clip at the end of this show, or will I? Oh, but yeah, listen right to the end and see if I've remembered to do that. If not, send me a message and call me a prick. But yeah, oh, I used to love doing that to people, like when they're about to watch a film. I mean, especially if I knew they were going to be high, like say they're watching a really long film, I'd go, yeah, make sure to watch right to the end of the credits, all the way to the end. Don't fast forward them because you'll miss it. But there's a good hidden clip. Like, listen carefully in the credits, and then they'd sort of blow their minds trying to. Well, it's, you know, it'd be like a massive 10-minute credit sequence, and they're just sort of just listening so intently, all high and confused. But yeah, got caught out doing that once because they're actually watching a Marvel film, and they found a cut scene and they thanked me for it. But yeah, the most famous one. I don't know if this is actually true because I haven't actually sat through it, but is that in the credits of Inception that you can hear the spinning top falling in the middle of the credits, and oh yeah, and then at the end of the credits it's the Je ne regrette rien, like the Edith Piaf song comes, and then quite happy that I could say that, probably said it wrong, popped a ping, and then yeah, does that mean that it's time to wake up and it's all a dream? Like, is that a little clue, or are they just milking the, they've paid for the rights and they might as well play it again? Like, who knows? Like imagine if you're DiCaprio's character in Inception, like oh, what's he called, like Detective Corn on the Cob or whatever. I'm a US federal marshal. different film. I'm Danny Archer. in Inception, like, he lived down in that deepest part, didn't he, with all the snazzy buildings, for about, like, what was that, he was there for 50 years or whatever with his girl, and then, well, he did that a couple of times, didn't he, because he's back there with the Japanese fella, whatever, he was there for a long time, and his brain's all fucked. Like, what if he then hears, like the Edith Piaf song out in the real world? I mean, that song does sort of crop up more often than you think, doesn't it? And like, it's not a universe where that solely exists for that purpose. Like, he could be watching anything, but like, it just comes on TV and he's falling off chairs and diving off bathtubs and shit. Like, there's nowhere to go about your life, lad. Nowhere to go about your business. But did you know that Marion Cotillard, that played with the girlfriend Moll, like, she actually played Edith Piaf in a film only a few years before Inception. So that's an extra layer. Like, actually, I reckon that counts as another tidbit. So, well, it's fun, isn't it? This tidbits pod thing might actually have some legs. I think before I go, just want to get one. I've got one last little bit of housekeeping. Had a message from my mate Albin. Hello, Albin, friend of the show. One of the only people that got involved in that dick flame emoji eggplant sort of thing a couple of months ago. Yeah, still available if you want to do that. If I can still look for my Colombian wife, we'll find you. But yeah, this message, you can tell I'm loading it up, can't you? It's short and sweet. All right, here we go. Hey, San! Lagi proshan! Katskalat! Hope this message finds you well. Here are some points from your latest podcast. So, number one, he's put a favourite Ray Hudson quote. Giving Messi that kind. Actually, no, let me do the voice. Yeah! Oh, Majesty! Lionel! Giving Messi that kind of space is like giving Count Dracula keys to the blood bank. Oh, yeah, more than happy to say anything in that voice, actually, so keep those coming in. Will Lionel Messi be going to the Premier League this season? We'll wait for the draft. Oh, goodbye to Messi in the Premier League. Jeez. But number two, to get attention. While hitchhiking, try and use props and the terrain around. For example, traffic cones. Works like a charm. It's a great shout. Completely agree. Keep safe, of course. Reassemble any roadworks if do the assemble. But yeah, like that makes you more visible, more fun, whatever. Put everything back and be safe. And point number three, this is a very important point. I said that we were hitchhiking down to Queens. Well, I've got it wrong and said Queensland, and then corrected to Queenstown. But yeah, it was actually to, we're on our way to Christchurch. So he said it. Please, no more fake news. He's right. It was Christchurch for the ruggers. And yeah, what a trip that was. But yeah, I think it's good to know that these documentaries are being fact checked. Actually, like, I'm surprised there isn't more fake news. But feel free to go back through the Tidbits Pod canon and let me know where else is wrong. I'm more than happy to put it right in a Ray Hudson voice. But right, that's the end. Oh wait, if eyes could talk, then yours would sing. It's true, you are the most beautiful thing. I've secretly loved you for ages. I hope you like my little poem. Fancy a bang. All the best, Albin. Wow, that got a bit weird there at the end, mate. But yeah, I probably shouldn't have read that aloud, really. But too late now, sorry. But yeah, I'll message you. DM, whatever. Lager, brother! Otherwise, well, that's fucking Dutch or something. But yeah, anyway, thanks for messaging in. Much appreciated. If you'd like to get involved with the show, this is me talking to you now, listener. Don't be shy. Send an email to tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Do like getting your electronic letters. It's very nice. If you want to give money to the show, you can. There's a link in the show notes. Actually, even better, why not? Yeah, why not make today the day that you sign up to an ongoing donation to your favourite charity? Like, have a word with your boss. Maybe you could do it through your paycheck or just do it on the internet. Why the hell not? You've been meaning to do it for ages, right? So today is the day. Sign up to a charity. And yeah, you're all diamonds. And even the ironic listeners, keep on spreading the word. Share. 5 stars on iTunes, all that good shit. And I look forward to catching you soon. See you later.
We take a look at that. Look at that, she's moving in. Ooh, I do hope the piano will fit in the parlour.
Shuggy felt the threat of shit in his underpants.
Husband comes home with a duck under his arm. He says, "This is the pig I've been fucking." The wife says, "It's not a pig, it's a duck." He says, "I wasn't talking to you."